Okay, we're up to Tzadik Aleph Beis, the bottom of the page. A number of cases here in Dini Mamaris. Amar Rami Bar Chama, talking about taking away, you know, paying up the father's debts. Amar Rami, now remember, you're saying you're not responsible to pay the father's debts if it's in the form of property. If it's money, then they're not responsible to pay it off. You know, if the father left behind property, they have to pay it off, because really this property has a lien on it to pay it off. But if there's no the father didn't leave any property behind, just money, they're not mechuyev to pay, because it's really their own. Why should they pay their own? There's no lien on the money. Ruvain sold a field to Shimon. Shaloi b'achrayis. He said, clearly, I'm not taking any responsibility if it gets taken away from you. So I'm going to give you a cheaper price, but that's it. Your risk. Then what happened was, Va'asa Shimon, something happened later on, and Shimon turned around, Umochel Reuven, he turned around, sold it back to Reuven, but for whatever reason, Ba'achrais. So Reuven sold the field to Shimon, with taking no responsibility, and then Shimon turned around and sold back the same field to Reuven, but he took full responsibility. Saying, if anything happens because of me, I take responsibility. Yeah, or anybody says, this field was always mine.
In other words, Reuven's learned this.
From Shimon and yeah,
Shimon's
reverse. Exactly. What happened was, instead of Shimon's lenders coming to seize the field, it was Reuven's lenders who came to seize the field. What happened in this case? But also Balchev the Reuven and the Balchev of Reuven came and seized the field. Now, Reuven said to Shimon, "I'm not taking any guarantees." But Shimon said to Reuven, "I'll guarantee you." But it's whose Balchev is it? It's Reuven's lender who's coming to claim it. What happens here? So Rabbi Yochanan thought, Dinuhu, what the fact of the matter is, the Ozil Shimon on the Fatsla. Shimon has to go and pay him back. He has to take responsibility. Yeah. I'm later on the one and saying, not in this case. He, the Achrayiz, the Alma, Kabbalalei, true Shimon took upon himself Achrayiz. If anybody from the world, any of my lenders come and seize the field, I take full responsibility. Achrayiz, the Nashi, but for your lenders, me, Kabbalalei, I never accepted upon myself. Never had that in mind. So that's what Rava says. In this case, even though he didn't spell it out, it's obvious. Not Havim Yochaitis.
Rami Bachomas view is that because this land has got a problem in it, and I bought it off you, I don't care about the problem, is you've got to make good for me.
No, Rami Bachomas, you made a deal, since you didn't specify any conditions to any escape clauses,
yeah.
That's it. And Rava says, we read the person's mind. That, you know, it's like a umdun muchach here. It's clear that he never intended to take responsibility for your problems. He meant any problem because as a result of me. However, Moedah Rav, Rav is Moedah. Beruven, in this case, if Reuven, she yorash sodom Yaakov, what about if Reuven, let's say, either bought or inherited a field from his father? Right? So that's how the whole, this is the history of this field. Reuven inherited a field from his father. Umarch Shimon sold to Shimon Shaloi Bachrais without any responsibility. And then Vasa Shimon Mokh Reuven and Shimon turned around and sold back to Reuven Bachrais. But who came to collect the field? Vasa Balchev the Yaakov of Qatar of Lemonade. But who came the Balchev of Yaakov? In other words, not Reuven's, it's not Reuven's problem. His father had a problem.
But he can go to the Yiddish.
Reuven is a Yiddish.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so
but it's not his. What's that?
Balchev of Yaakov.
100%. But this case, Rav is made it, then that Shimon takes full responsibility. Shimon, even though he didn't spell it out, obviously, if Reuven brought problems to the field, the original seller, Shimon said, that responsibility I'm not taking. But if Reuven's father was the one who was responsible, it's no different than Reuven's seller, the one who sold to Reuven, then Shimon takes full responsibility and Shimon has to reimburse.
Take responsibility.
That's what he said.
For
he said,
that
he told him, I'm taking responsibility. If anybody takes away your field. Anybody means anybody. Except you, the one who originally sold to me, if you caused the problem. But if it's any, what's the chilek of Reuven inherits the field from his father or he bought it from Shmetel? It makes no difference. If it's an outsider, the original vendor who is not part of this transaction is considered an outsider. But also about the Yaakov of Qatar Lemonade, Dino Dodo Shimon Fast Lemonade. Here Shimon has to pay back. Why? My time about the Yaakov, Kebalchev the Almahu, like a friend. Rashi. Rashi, the bottom of the previous page. Shalai Bachrai, call me, she gets to the family. Anybody takes away from you, I feel a bit din, even though they appear right. Like, I'm not reversing you. And he sold to Reuven the first original owner, Bachrai, she called me, she defended, but then you fat said, I will appease you. But also, Balchev, Reuven, show your story. Came along the Balchev, Reuven, whose star obviously predates this particular transaction. Shemach Reuven Shimon, it predates the original sale from Reuven Shimon. If he would have found the property, Shimon would have taken away. Dinu does Shimon Fazle. So Rama Chama says Shimon has to reimburse Ruben Kishem, just like Sheilu Machr Shimon Zeli Ish Acha. But let's say Shimon did not sell it back to Ruben. Shimon sold it to Bedel, this field. And the Baal Chayv of Ruben, and Shimon told Bedel, I'm taking responsibility. And then the field was seized not by Shimon's creditors, but by Ruben, his original vendor's creditors. Shimon's still responsible. Uva Baal Chayv de Ruben, v'torfa hay Shimon fatzeu, Shimon would be responsible. Baal Ruben la yuchalach, and he can't go back to Ruben for recompense, because Ruben said, clearly, I'm selling to you without any achrayis. Shashalab achrayis lochimena, you bought it specifically without achrayis. Kach kishamach Ruben, so what's chilek if he sells it to Bedel, he sells it back to Ruben. Atzmi fatz has to pay him, has to says in Morashi, Nihi Dachrai, the Rava says no. Nihi Dachrai is the Alma Kol Ha'olim Le.
When Ruben is selling, Ruben is saying, there can be problems with this land, but I'm accepting no responsibility.
Exactly, that's what
I'm
saying.
The land's got
problems with it. He never said that.
No,
he didn't.
He's saying you have to stick a statement.
Yeah,
closing
a statement. Because whether you learn Achrai's Toy Sefer, if you learn Achrai's Toy Sefer, then you have to clearly say, I'm not taking Achrai's. If you learn Achrayis Lav Toyi Sefer, which means you don't have to insert Achrayis, then say Achrayis Lav Toyi Sefer means you have to put Achrayis into the thing, then he didn't put it in. Didn't spell anything else. It's more reading the mind of Shimon when he said, I'm taking responsibility. What did he mean? Achrayis Anashi Idun Habole Machlat himself, Kibachev Dalmo. But if it's Reuven's father, let's say, whose creditors come and cause problems, Hamoeder El Shalay Machlat Reuven, nothing to do with Reuven. El Machlat Misha Machlat Reuven Tchila, whoever sold it to Reuven first. Okashem Shim Lacha Reuven Malevi Machlat Shimon, if you bought him from Levi and sold him to Ain Achash Leva Chais, Machlat Shimon Machlat Reuven Machlat Chais, Babachay Levi Akait Lestad. And then came Babachay of Levi, which preceded the Shtar Mechida de Shain, of a trifle of the grabs of Reuven. So the Shimon Lefatsay has a burning burst, Shari Bachrai is Machlat, he sold with responsibility. Who locally bechayv, but he personally bought it out of his responsibility. After she is Reuven Yaakov, so also when Reuven Yashas from Yaakov, when Mochre, and then he unsells it. Ubo Baal Chayv the Yaakov, it's by Yaakov's creditors who come. If Fatzenu Shimon, he has to reimburse him. I mean, we don't say the Reuven Kare Davu. We don't say Reuven takes over. The vort of here, the chiddush here is, you would have thought that Reuven and his father, it's like, it's not like a fremdus, like Reuven, like you said, the Yadus, he steps in, Reuven Kare Davu. Reuven, you would think that his mommy she takes over. Lachray Reuven like Kabbalah the Shimon. He says no. That far we don't go. Okay, next case. Case number two. Omar Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama came along and said, Reuven Shemocha Sodel Shimon Bachraye. Reuven sold the field to Shimon, took full responsibility. Shimon didn't have the money at the time. Vizok of all of the milva. Shimon said the field's worth $100. I owe it to you. So now, who owns the field? Shimon owns the field, and Shimon has a debt to Reuven. He owes Reuven $100.
So he
took a chreis. It's a field that, that Shimon owes the money, $100 thing, with a lien on this field.
Yeah,
that's all part of it. Then the mace Reuven died. Reuven died, and now he has Yashim. But also Baal Chayv de Reuven, one of the creditors of Reuven, came along, and he had to collect. There was no fields available at the Yoshim of Reuven, and money they don't have to pay. So where's the field sitting? In Shimon's place. The Katar of Lama Shimon, they went to Shimon to collect, to take the field as payment in lieu of their loan. Shimon wanted to keep the field, so Faisa Bezuzi, he said, look, he owes you $100. Take the $100 cash. I'm keeping the property. And then he goes to the Yisraimim and he wants to collect. He says, guy, you filed your responsibility. You know whom the din is, the Amli Bnei Reuven shall say to him, Anan mitaltli shavak abun gabach. You didn't help us. You made us worse. So therefore, we're not reimbursing you. Our father didn't leave us any properties. So the creditor came to us. We owed him nothing because we're not our mitaltli anan meshubat our father's chayiv. Only we don't have any property. So we owe him nothing. And you went ahead and you paid him with money. What do you owe from us? We're not reimbursing you. You still owe us $100 for what you owe for the field, and we're not reimbursing you. Because you did not take away our chayv. We never had a chayv. Omar Rava says, Rava.
But the fact that Reuven was owed this $100 by Shimon,
Yeah.
That they could collect from Karka. That was the Yishayim Yilchoyra Yarshan, this $100 debt.
Yeah, so they go to the. So they go. At the moment, they have nothing. They have nothing. Yeah, but what's it do with them? They don't have it. They don't have it. Instead, they go now to Shimon. So Shimon, you still owe us $100 from the debt that you owe our father. You bought a field 6 years ago. Pay us. Ah, you paid out the thing. You didn't do with us. Says Rav. But if this is what you're saying, Moshe. If the guy is clever. If Shimon is clever, know what he should do? He says, you're right. I owe you $100. Idach magblin nela are, here, take the land back. I owe you $100. And then, now that I pay you back the land, this land was always yours. If this land was always yours, then there was a chiv to pay this lender the money. Exactly. So therefore, give me back my $100 that I paid out. Then he'll take the land back in lieu of the debt. Rashi, Magbelu Ada Kishetavu. Why you say? You say we come and demand you part of the karka, but me amoyz here. I owe you $100. Here's the karka. Then Bahadur Gabim and Nayu Bishulachayvim. But then he said, look, your father took responsibility. If I lose this property, he'll reimburse me. Now that you have, and it's a debt that your father gave me from his lifetime, and now that you have property because I gave back to you, where the debt can be chalan, and this property was around before. They can't say, we never yashin his karka, we just got it from you today. Our father died last year. What do you mean by yashin his karka? He said, no. The reason why you have this karka is because I owed your father a debt from 6 years ago. So it's as if, and karka that paid up for a debt from 6 years ago, is as if the karka was always tied to your father back then. And if he yashin it, there's a debt on the Yerusha. Now reimburse me for what I paid out. How do we know such a chiddush? Says the Gemara from Nachman. We had this in Pesachim. What's the Maaser of Nachman? Says the Gemara. Kid Ab Nachman is come to Ab Nachman. That Ab Nachman said, "Omar Ab Rabu, you say me, you shove go a karka b'chayvin. If you say me, collect any properties. In the father, people had outstanding debts. People owed money to your father. If any of them paid back with property, that property, as if it's always your father's. So therefore, bal chayv chayze v'goyze. Another bal chayv can come and collect it because even though the property came into your shush a year after your father died, because it came in lieu of a loan, it's as if it was always tied to your father, because there's always a connection between your father and this property, and therefore I have a right to collect from
you. And if that loan would be repaid with cash, not with property,
then you can't.
It's metal for
it. Exactly. Rashi. Balchay Shalavi. Okay, that's case number two. Case number three. Omar Rabba says, Rabba, that was an interesting case. Ruvain Shemochar Kolsa Dice of Lishimin. Ruvain sold all of his fields to Shimon. Now Ruvain is a debtor. He owes money to different people. They all have liens on different properties. Now we know that a Baal Chayv is entitled to Beinis. We know that Nezikin is entitled to Idias, best properties. A Baal Chayv is Beinis, average properties, and the Ksuvah is a Budi is the worst possible properties. So Reuven sold all of his fields, and according to Rashi, in one contract, takes it here as a big machlekes, but at the end he agrees with Rashi, that all the properties were sold with one shtar to Shimon. So Reuven has nothing left. Reuven has no properties left whatsoever. The Baal Chayv comes to collect money, Reuven is a pauper. So he has no choice but to go to Shimon. But what happened was, then there's no case. So he goes to Shimon, he's entitled to take away their property. The problem was that Shimon sold one of the properties to Levi. So who does he collect now from? From Shimon, who bought all the properties, or from Levi, who bought the last property? Reuven Shemocha Kosod Reish LeShimon. So there's a lien on all the properties. If Shimon would not have bought all the properties in one go, he would have bought property one after property, then whichever was the last property is the only one that's from Shimon. Because the penultimate property, he says, you can't collect any of these properties because Hinachti Loch Mokal Ligbushimenu. I left one property by the original borrower. It doesn't make a difference what property it is, even if it's a budius. If that's the only property he has, the din is Inalagol Meshabadim B'Mokin Yishbin Echaydin. So then the din would be the last field that he bought would be the one that's a Shibiran. But what happened was he bought all the fields in one go. And then the Chaza Shimon Amochasar Achel Levi. Then Shimon turned around and sold one field to Levi. Sold one field to Levi. Now, but also the Baal Chayv the Reuven comes along the Baal Chayv Reuven. So who's he collect from? Shimon or Levi? Rotsa Mezegoyva or Rotsa Mezegoyva? He can collect from either one. Why can he collect from Levi? L'chayda Shimon took over the whole entire Reuven's Rishus. Why Levi? If Levi would have bought Idius, Levi would have said, I left your property by Shimon. What are you coming to me for? If Levi would have bought Zebudi, he said the same thing. Go to Shimon. Shimon has a Beinis. But because Levi bought Beinis, Beinis is the property that's directly linked to the loan, that's why he can go to Levi. So why can he go to Shimon? So we'll see in a second. We'll see Rashi. If Levi would have bought either Edis or Budis, which in Baal Chayv has no connection to Matzah Yamla, he could tell the Baal Chayv, I deliberately bought a property to do with you. Nami, and even the Beinis, when do you have a right to go to Levi? You know when you go to Levi, he bought the only Beinis that was there. If there's only one Beinis, he can go to Levi, and Levi said, Levi, you took my Beinis, but he can go, also go to Shimon. Why could he go to Shimon? We'll see in a minute. Shavak bein de kavasa, if Levi left a couple of fields that were average, he just took one of them. Then Motzi Amalei, then he says, look, he nachti loch makaligimenu. Shimon, because he bought the entire estate of Reuben, he now took over all of his debts and everything else. I deliberately bought one beinis and left another beinis there, so you should go to Shimon and leave me out. And he has a valid taina. Now, why is it if there's only one beinis, rotsim ezeh goyve, can the lender go to Shimon? L'cheide has to go to Levi. Let's do Rashi. Rashi, kosa doisa, says Rashi, b'shtarecha, there's one contract. Why? How do I know it's one contract? The b'shnei shtarecha, there were two contracts, ein goyve me Levi, then you could not go to Levi. Elim, kein lokach m'shimon, oizlok m'ruvim achreina. If there was a number of contracts, then whichever field was bought last by Shimon, that's the field that the lien is on, then the only time you can go to Levi is if Levi bought that particular field. The Motzi Amalek, because otherwise he can say, he needs Shimon Makaligis Amenu, that Shimon has many other fields. That in fact, every time Shimon bought a property, he left a field in Reuben, that was the field that the Shibud was left on. And when Shimon bought the last field, that's when he took your Shibud. And I bought from a field that was not the last field, I bought from the earlier field, so what do you want from me? When Shimon bought all the fields that I bought, there were still other fields remaining with Reuben. So there's no Shibud on this field. This has no connection to your Shibud. So the din is, if there was other Beinus and Rotzim, why? Because the Messiah voting includes the Zovan, Levi, Mishim, Beinus. What did Levi buy? Beinus. She Shibud Baal Chayv Aleh, the Shibud Baal Chayv. B'loi Shavak Beinus, Mishal Reuven, Eitzel Shimon. And we're talking about there was no other Beinus left by Shimon. Hilchach, since there's only one Beinus left. Rotzel Ligbois Mishimon, Idias Goyver. If he wants, he can go to Shimon to collect Idias. What? How can he go to Shimon then? Lecheide, there's only one Beinus and it's not by Levi. What right does the creditor have to go to Shimon? Because he tells Shimon, you bought all the fields of Reuven. So you took over all the liabilities. Therefore, I can go to you. Now, if a number of buyers would have bought, there's no such thing. But because you bought all of Reuven's fields, therefore you took over his liabilities. As long as I find any field of Reuven by you, why should I go and check the Levi? He left me so many other fields by you so that I can go back to you. That's the time that he can go to Shimon. He has the right to go to Levi. For example, let's say if he finds Edi is there, he'll be an idiot not to take it. But let's say Shimon kept for himself only the bad fields, the Zebudis. He can collect the Beinis from Levi. He says, you took my Shibud. You took my Shibud of Beinis, that my rights are there. If Levi would have bought this Beinis directly from Reuven, if Levi would not have dealt with Shimon, if Levi would have went to Reuven and bought the Beinis, but would have left Zebudius behind, then the din is you cannot go to Levi. You go directly to Reuven, because as long as Reuven, doesn't matter, as long as Reuven, the original guy, has a field, you have no right to go to any of the Lukuchas. So L'chayda Levi, I don't understand. Let's say I took the Beini, but had it been Reuven, you tell me Shimon took Reuven's place. If it wasn't Reuven and only had was a Zebudius, can you come to me and collect the Beini? No, because I can say, I left you something by Reuven. Now that Shimon took Reuven's place, why could you go to Levi and collect the Beini? Why can't Levi say the same thing? I left you with Shimon. The Tetzis is because Shimon is not Reuven. even though Shimon took over Reuben, he's not Reuben. So this argument that I left you something, I don't care if it's a Buddhist, I don't care if it's a Buddhist, that's what you're stuck with, you can't use that argument by Shimon.
So the Chayiv is Chal on the person, not on his...
Exactly. So Shimon is closer to the Chayiv than Levi is.
The Chosim are only the
An Orev, they're an Orev. It's like a Gantua truth. But
the individual has the Chayiv.
That's right. But
if, what he calls, if the borrower's got cash, and he hands cash back over, and
exactly.
As
a Buddhist, true, the creditor couldn't go to Levi. I feel like he's a Buddhist. Hashem over there, the Reuven Bal Chayv, who Reuven is the debtor. But Amar Rabbanan said, "Bipnei Tikuna Olam." It's not right that an innocent purchaser buys something that he should lose his property. Kol Manchi Yesh Eitzah Bal Chayv, Kedei Chayv. As long as the borrower has a property enough to pay the chayv, la yiter v'kuchas. Aval kan Shimon la bal chayvu. Shimon at the end of the day is not the bal chayv. But af olav mikoyach tirvu boy. And the only right you come there because of shibud. So you can go to Levi or Shimon. Fine. Back to the Gemara. Next case. Amar Abaye is the Abaye. Case number 4. Reuven shemo chasodel l'Shimon b'achrayis. If Reuven sold a field to Shimon, and he took full responsibility. But also Bal Chayv the Reuven, the Katar of Emineh, came along the Bal Chayv the Reuven and took the field away from Shimon, saying that, you know, Reuven owes his money, or Reuven's a ganav, the field never was his, whatever it is. So obviously what happens now, Shimon turns around to Reuven and says, Yomi, you have to reimburse me. Dinuhu, it's right, the Ozl Reuven of Mephasi, that Reuven in this din Teda, that this stranger, let's say Yehuda, comes and seizes the field from Shimon, Reuven has a right to be an advocate and defend Shimon and come and tie on behalf of Shimon. And Yehuda can say to Reuven, what are you going here? My case is with Shimon. He has my field. And, yeah, get out of here. You once had it, but you're no longer part of it. Because Reuven can say, I am part of it. What's going to happen when you take it away from Shimon? Who's Shimon going to come back and collect money? For me, I'm involved. So I can go and tie on his behalf. But what would be, according to this day in the Gemara, what would be if Reuven did not take any responsibility for the field? Then Yehuda has the right to say, Reuven, you're not involved. Goodbye. However, you could have another say, even if he took no responsibility, still Reuven could say, I want to be involved and defend him. Why? The Amale says, I don't even want my name to be besmirched. Because if I don't defend Shimon, even though I have to reimburse him, if I don't defend Shimon, people say, oh, this guy, he sells properties that are shifty. He's a shifty guy. I don't want my name to be... I don't want this guy to have tainess. I don't want anything. I want to defend him. He's allowed to. No, I'm in a gay bedover, so I'm allowed to tain him. Dashi. You see this mammoth Tesis over here? Tesis has a big problem with this whole Gemara. My nafkamin if Reuven can help Shimon or not. In what way can Reuven help Shimon? Whatever tain that Reuven can say, Shimon can say. What do we need Reuven for? We're having a whole discussion in Gemara. Can Reuven come to the court and help what? Like what?
Yehuda's owed money by Reuven.
No.
Right? So Yehuda comes to Reuven and says, pay me out. Right? So at that point in time, what does Reuven say to him? Reuven says to him, I don't have anything or whatever. I've sold my fields, I don't have anything. So in a sense, Reuven is telling Yehuda, go to Shimon. So all of a sudden, he wants to come back in?
No. We're talking about an eating on the property. An eating on the property means that this property was like a gamble of the property. You had no right to sell in the first place. So whatever Reuven is going to say is, I have witnesses that the property used to be mine, but it is. Shimon can bring those witnesses. He can bring the same witnesses. What do we need Reuven for?
Didn't we just answer that?
How?
It's public perception for Reuven's sake, not for Shimon.
I'm saying, but let's say the halacha that Reuven cannot go to the court. But he'll give over all his tainess to Shimon. To Shimon, I got witnesses there, take them. So Shimon will take and bring the witnesses to Bezalel. Who brings up the Bezalel?
I'm saying, if people don't see that Reuven is standing up and saying, I want to stand up for Shimon, but halachically it makes no difference.
Yeah, but halachically it makes no difference to Shimon. Whatever argument Reuven has. So Tezi comes along with one answer and says, you know why? What happens, the witnesses are related to Shimon, but not related to Reuven. So if Shimon can go to court because it's possible him, but Reuven can bring them. So Tezi says, I don't like that answer because the truth of the matter is Reuven cannot bring them because ultimately they benefit Shimon and he's in a game with them. Then he says the reverse way around. Anyway, the bottom line is Tezi says, you know what? Tezi makes a chiddush. Tezi says, we know there's a thing called a shtar has to be mekuyim. Every shtar that you have has to be verified. Reuven's tiny ease, guys, that shtar that you're producing over here that you once bought the field, I know, or that I owe you $1,000, whatever it is, I know it's mezuyafu. We can never tie the mezuyah for. We can say maybe. We can never say for sure. And because it's maybe, min hadin, it's a valid shtar. The only one who can tie the mezuyah for is somebody who knows. Reuven, let's say, owes money to this guy here, and that's what the guy's coming to collect. Reuven can say, I know that it's mezuyah. And only Reuven can say that. And when he says mezuyah, now this guy has to go and find Adam to verify it. If he can't find Adam, he can't use a shtar. If Shimon would say, maybe it's mezuyah, that we had enough chabez, that Omer Shlokish, that Adam, that Chsum Bishtar, Kimisha Nechedusim Bebezin, and therefore Mahatel is a valid shtar. And he can collect, if he can't find any Adam to verify it, he'll still be able to collect. So therefore, we need Reuven here, because he's the only one who can say shtar per Reuven. This is what this long text is. It's all kinds.
Once
Reuven
is sold, his
feelings
to Shimon, and Yehuda
Halinda
to
Reuven,
just bypassing
Reuven
in the discussion
with the government. Yeah, no, he goes to Reuven, pay me up. Reuven says, I have nothing.
I'm destitute. So Reuven at that point doesn't say on that star that you're claiming that you are
using. I ain't leave. Why get involved in what I need in my chalekis for? I don't have.
He doesn't realize if he says anything, he'll go to Shimon.
He's referring it to Shimon, basically.
Okay, but it was no dintaita then. The guy says, I need to collect, I have nothing. So there's no dintaita, no bezin. Rashi. Rashi bavorns a little bit. Rashi. Dinu does Reuven fatsle im yesh le'alav shum gilgul dvorim. What's Reuven going to say? If Reuven has any argument that he can connect to this, lach shev choy, can go choy, for example, okay, true, I owe you $1,000, but you owe me $1,000 somewhere else. Oi, ishtabalid loy praticha. So this is basically the thesis, whole long thesis goes back to this Rashi here. Swear to me that I didn't pay you. And the only one who can say that is Reuven. Reuven said, I did pay you. It's not just swear that I didn't pay you. I did pay you. And Taisa takes a step further. Mezuyifu. La bal ben miyad. What do you want from me? The mafkim ne'alai hodi. He'll come back to me. Mashat. The mitzvah menu yazal. Come collect for me. We get amre. Fill the lechayit. Mocher Reuven. L'shimen. L'motzor le'bal chay. L'Reuven. La bal ben miyad. No shaychis. Back to the Gemara. Let's go to the Mishnah. What about Abaye? Abaye says one more case. Reuven shemoch hasod l'shimen shalai bachrayis. Reuven sold a field to Shimon and took no responsibility. The Yotsu Olav Asikin. Since then, later on, there were murmurs and rumors going around that this field actually never belonged to Reuven. Something to that extent. Now remember, Reuven took no responsibility. He said, Shimon, I'm giving you 25% discount, but take no chreis. Before Shimon made a kinyan chazoka on this field, and the way we learn, even though he paid money, but the money, Rashi learns he never gave money for it. If he gave money for it, it's already yours. Fafan. Taisa says, even though he gave money, but in a place where money wasn't the kinyan. He can say, walk away. He can walk away. Called my demon Chazak, he said, look, I changed my mind. I'm not buying the field. I hear rumors, and you're not taking responsibility. What do I need this for? Once he made the chazak, in other words, he'd made a kinyan, in that form of acquisition, you can't just walk away. So the Amalei, the Balabas tells him, Chayosa de Kitre, a bundled sack. So I've the kibbutz, like a little, what do you call those things? When you take something, you don't know what's inside, whatever it is.
A mystery package.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, but exactly, whatever it is, you bought this property wrapped up in ropes, and you end up whatever it is. You can't change your mind. Exactly. Rashi, Asikin, Oiderin, people complain. Actually, Herzibo Yochala, why is Chazaki the main thing? So Rashi Babons, in Loy Nosamoy, there was no money involved at all. Taisa says money did change hands, but in a place where the normal kinyan is through a contract. So even though money changed hands, it doesn't belong to me unless we wrote a contract, and we didn't write the contract. And the din is, you can even though I paid money, the way Rashi learns, what's the chiddush exactly? If I didn't do any kinyan, why can't I change my mind? What's the chiddush exactly? So according to Rashi, you learn two ways. Either the chiddush is not that you could change your mind before the chazaka. The chiddush is that once you made the chazaka, fafal, you can't change your mind more, even though you didn't pay the money yet. The chayda, I made a chazaka, I didn't pay the money yet. Now I hear all kinds of stories that this feels baganvid, I don't want to get involved, fafal. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is the second half. Or even the first half, we learned in Bab Metzi that Memtes, a concept called Misha Pora. Once you give your word, a word is a word. Once you give your word, you can't change it. Will we come to him with a Misha Pora? We won't, because he has good reasons why he's walking away from it. So that's maybe how we learn Pshat Rashi. Rashi, Ein Yochel Achzaboy, Shakar Keni Chazok, you bought it. Ki Amalei Chazayke Keni, when the owner said, go ahead, make a Chazok, and be kind, that's it. The Yeshem Achzikim Miyad, the Noisim Mois, Lachaz Man, that people who make a Chazok, and I owe you the money. Ushim Hechzbon is Chayva Mois. So what's the chiddush according to Rashi then? If he made a kinyan, he made a kinyan. Because since he didn't get the money yet, you would think that maybe he still has like a cooling off period. This is how Rashi learns. Chayosa sack cotton, a small sack. the kitri molik shor full of nuts. Sovrit v'kibler b'dmei chatiches kesser with the money. Claim and he's ratzis, even though you didn't pay it. You agreed la'abed moisecha misafik. You agreed to take the risk. And that's it. Okay, so that's the first part of the money. Right? What do you mean when you make chazaka? What's a chazaka? When he walks on the boundary to see where the boundary is, what needs to be mended. Not normal chazaka is no go to the parts. That you can put a lock on the door, you put a fence on, or you break the fence and make a door. Here, you're just looking around, observing the boundaries to see what has to be done. Tate already asked, everyone knows what the chazak is. What's going on asking you what the chazak is? What's going on here? So Tate has learned the shitasei. Tate is going to flow so much better. Tate was going to explain that money changed hands. That's true, yeah, okay. Tate learned that you already gave money. And because the chiddush is that even though you gave money, you gave money, but you didn't. Chiddush is that since you did not make the kinyan chazakah, you can walk away. And the chiddush is that because you gave money, the kind of chazakah you need to be a kinyan is minimal. If you didn't give money, then the chazakah to make it yours is you have to fix the door, you have to put up. Yeah, but if I already gave you money, then all I need is gili das. Respect the boundaries, ready? Is enough of a chazakah, and that's what he's saying here. Since you gave the money, so what's considered chazakah here? That five is too late. That's already considered chazakah. That's how Tesla learns. Okay, let's finish the Gemara. Ikedamri, others say, I feel about Christ. So the first day I hold, but if the guy took responsibility, then I can walk away. Look. You promised me that the field is mine and you can take responsibility. There's all kinds of rumors. I'm walking away. And the first day it holds, you could. The second day he says, no. Even if you took responsibility, the Balabas can say to you, 1 second. I know there are rumors. I took responsibility. If the field is seized from you, I will reimburse you. Show me that it's seized, I'll reimburse you. When you can produce that star from Bezin that says we're seizing this property, the sheriff's letter, fine, then I'll reimburse you. But Cole's man, there's only rumors, I'm not paying you. Rashi. Show me that star from Bezin that they seized it. Then you come back to me. I'll pay you. Exactly. Rumors are rumors. All kinds of rumors. How many of them are true?
Is there in